I said Mugu Gaipan. You call this Mugu Gaipan?
对不起，拿错了。
Never mind that. Get it out of here. And tell Sam Hinn to fix it for me personally.
Thank you. Would you like to buy a little book on how to roll a perfect joint?
Wow, 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 wow.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
My, my, simply fascinating.
What is?
Why, this plant.
Yeah, it's a weed.
Yeah, bowling league approved, man.
Yeah, I should have brought my weed whacker.
Jimmy!
Oh, far out.
Ah.
It's Jimmy Knight.
Drugs. Reefers, keef, cannabis, hemp. You call that drugs? Why, the North Africans take it for afternoon tea.
Saying you got something for me, something you call up, but confess, you've been messing where you shouldn't been messing. Someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. You keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saving when you ought to be changing. Walking, that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk right over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you'll never get burned. She knows you ain't got time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk right over you.
There he goes. There goes Gypsy Boots walking. Walking and talking, man.
That's talking. That's just talking, not singing.
Sure. Shirley was not singing, but he was walking.
Talking.
Right there on the sidewalk record label, by the way, Chesty, speaking of that. But it's going to be a lot of some psych action, some country western stuff, some girl group action. We're all over the board tonight, but the theme... Now, you see, we have to do a themed show. I don't think you know, right? Well, maybe you know by now, right? We, over at rockandradio.com, boss man Randy Tivins challenges us every summer to put on a themed show in the month of July and August. Well, here we are in July 2021. I don't know when you're getting this, man. It is 4th of July weekend, and we got a theme for y'all that's going to fit in with the fact that, let's just face facts, man. After all this pandemic insanity and people, you know, just kind of at each other's throats and all the stuff of the stuff, you know, that's been going down for all these times and months. Well, people have just, they've had it, right? And people are blowing up about it, and people are pissed. And by the way, the phone, Joe Stacks is coming in on the line. Let's see. Joe, stand by. I'm going to patch you in a second. I got to.
Gosh, it's like the moon landing in here with the president calling or something.
We've got Joe on the hot wax line. Joe, are you there? Can you hear me at all?
He's on the red phone.
Loud and clear.
Oh, wow. That was fast.
Look at that. See? This is like NASA back in 69, man. We got. working on a low kilobyte situation for sure. But our theme is just everybody going off on crap, right? Because because we've all, everyone's just adding, like, everyone's like, come on, I just, let's go already. This is going to be the blunt and the beautiful.
So it's really people talking at you.
What's it say? Yes, people.
People talking at you through song.
Right. Like, and you know, my one of my inspirations for this, of course, is Jeannie C. Reilly. Oh, yes. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs.
Mr. Harper, I feel sorry for you. Cause I understand the reason you drink and think like you do. Mr. Harper, your woman is weak. You can't hold up your head and walk down Harper Valley streets. Mr. Harper, you're the richest man around. It's your valley and you are the man who made it a town. It's the reason you drink and cannot face reality today. Mr. Harper, she was too young for you. But a man with your money will do what he's wanting to do. Mr. Harper, where's your young bride tonight? While you sit here in Kelly's bar till they turn out the lights.
We play the best oldies you've never heard. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, well...
Your one big mouth and your two big ears ain't doing nobody no good. You're spreading everybody's business all over the neighborhood. Your one big mouth and your two big ears will get you in trouble someday. You got everybody believing every little word you say. All you say, the only thing that bothers me, you're always telling it the other way. Your one big mouth and your two big ears got you acting like a you know what. I'm just here to tell you, you ought to keep your big mouth shut. Got you acting like a you know what. I'm just here to tell you, you ought to keep your big mouth shut. I'm just here to tell you, you ought to keep your big mouth shut. I'm just here to tell you.
I just don't like this kind I give my all in sipping yearn and getting no loving in return. And I just don't like this kind of living. They say the road of love is long, it's rocky and it's rough. But if this road don't start to get smooth, I'll travel it long enough. Why don't you act a little old and get that chip off of your shoulder? Well, I told you once and I'll tell you twice, start to treat me nice, 'cause I just don't like this kind of living. Well, I just don't like the things you're doing. Your evil heart will be your ruin. When things go wrong, you go your way. You leave me here to pay and pay, and I just don't like this kind of living. Why do we stay together? We always fuss and fight. You ain't never known to be wrong, and I ain't never been right. Why don't and get that chip off your shoulder? Yeah, I told you once and I'll tell you twice, baby, you better start to treat me nice, 'cause I just don't like this kind of living.
It's the reason you drink and cannot face reality today.
Chesty, why don't you just step to the back?
Yeah.
Just walk a little farther back behind me, please. I don't need... Hey, man, that's the snotty punk sounds of the Syndicate of Sound.
Sure.
Right? Okay, so the Syndicate of Sound, 1966, the intended follow-up to their hit, right? If you know them at all, you know them from a cut called Little Girl, right? Right, Joe? You remember that one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had the single, but my favorite was the flip side, the song You.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they cut some slick sides there in the mid-60s. And that, I guess the story goes that that song, Get Out of My Life, was in the intended follow-up to Little Girl. You know, Little Girl, It's All Over for You. You go check it out, man. Syndicate of Sound, 1966. But the record company wouldn't release it after they heard the finished product because they said that too negative, like too much of a downer on the lyrics. Right, so they shelved it, and, you know, that was about the end of the Syndicate of Sound, man.
Yeah.
Before that, it was Johnny Horton. Hey, good old Johnny Horton covering that, what's that, a Hank Williams song, I think, right? Just Don't Like This Way of Living. It's like a 1962 effort, non-charting record for Johnny Horton, right? You know Johnny Horton, right, Chesty? What do we know? What it go? Sing it. 1814, you took the little beans and you put them in the bacon and you shot them to your brains.
That's Doc that sings that.
Okay. Well, Battle of New Orleans was Johnny Horton. Anyway, this was Johnny Horton doing that. Don't Like This Way. It was B-side of his version of Rock Island Line, by the way, which did not chart. Just saying. Okay. And then right in there was Joe Jones. Man, speaking of non-charting follow-ups, Joe Jones on the Roulette label with One Big Mouth and Two Big Ears. Hey, come here. One Big Mouth there, right? It was this follow-up to You Talk Too Much and You Worry Me to Death. You know that song? I bet.
Right? Yeah. Hey, you.
Hmm?
Get off of my cloud.
Yeah. Jesty.
You're so vain.
Look, she's all hopped up, folks, because before that, it was Jeannie C. Riley at the top of the set, like just putting people in their place, and especially men, right? Jeannie C. Riley, a very strong woman, Chesty.
Yeah.
On the Plantation label, right, with Mr. Harper. Okay, and who was that on the guitar there, right? Brad was calling that one in the chat room. Joe, are you aware of this? The guitar action on that Jeannie C. Riley?
Enlighten me on that one, because I like so many people, I can really only identify one Jeannie C. Riley song.
Yeah. Well, okay, fair enough. But I guess, right, Pete Drake. That was Pete Drake on that wah-wah guitar thing in there, right? Yeah, that's 1968, and what can I tell you? The whole theme of the night tonight is just people just telling you what's what, man. Just put you, just sit down. And we're just going to be blunt with you. Oh, and speaking of being blunt, Chesty.
Yeah.
Legal weed. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, if you had some reefer right now, where we are in Connecticut, as of like 2 days ago, they won't bust you now. I'm just saying, it's July 2021, and the weed is free, man. Weed is free. Don't tread on me.
Well, it's about time they gave it to the man here. Lostus Radio, we've been waiting for them to give it to the man for years, for 20 years.
Yeah, right. All right. And where's Brother X when you really need him now? See, we could have had him over. All right. So speaking of these kinds of things, I'm going to kind of keep it moving along here, I hope, Joe. Because, you know, speaking of Don't Tread on Me and all this kind of action, I've got this problematic record here on the mainstream record label. I'm thinking that this is about 1965. And by the way, Dr. Doc Brown, pay attention. Here it comes.
Are they giving him what for?
He's not here tonight because, you know, what did I just say about the legal weed? Right? Doc is out.
Celebrating.
He's down at the beach, and he won't be seen for a few weeks till he gets over it. But I told him to listen tonight because I got this crazy, what I think is an answer song to the Eve of Destruction. Now, there are many answer songs to the Eve of Destruction, right? The Spokesman did their Dawn of Correction thing and everything. That's probably the most popular one. But, Joe, this is a group called The Patriots. Can you help me out?
Only thing that I've been able to come up with is they had one single in their career, and that's this mainstream disc. Maybe from the Louisville, Kentucky area, and not related to any other groups out there called the Patriots. Only because the track appears on a comp called the Louisville Scene, and also shows up on Mind Rocker number 13.
Oh. All right, so it has been comped. We've got the actual 45 for you. Folks, we're going to spin it. Hey, so you know what I'm talking about? We got to get into the politics if we're going to be telling people what's what to be put in their damn place. Right? It's another exclusive tonight for 4th of July, 2021. Lost discs.
There's a prophet of doom spreading his gloom, shouting misery. Hey, say there ain't no room for dreams, cause it's too late. He calls you his friend, he says it's the end. Destruction is near, but wait. Hey, prophet, take a look around. Yeah, prophet, there's still love around.
Sure, there's things to be found in this land that's free that don't seem right to me. But there's hope in the air, because there's people who care. They're not filled with despair like you.
Hey, prophet, take a look around. Yeah, prophet, there's still hope
can get along very well without another one of that kind.
Who? Who, after all, then, has caused all of our troubles?
Rock and Radio.
See the people walking down the street. They're burning down buildings and sacking new shoes for their feet. Who's got the right? What a game when a cop must refrain from protecting his life, cause if he does, he'll get the blame. Who's got the right? Who's got the right? You tell me who? Ha! Who's got the right? Cause this country of ours has abandoned its laws. Why even have them at all? You can ride, you can steal, you can get if you feel. If you claim you've never had a very bad deal, nah, 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 nah.
Why bust your spine? You can spend your time now making more money in an unemployment line. Who's got the right? Understand this is a free land, but you don't get what you want with a knife and a gun in your hand. Who's got the right? Who's got the right? You tell me who? Who's got the right? 'Cause this country of ours has abandoned its laws. Why even have them at all? You can write, you can steal, you can kill if you feel. If you claim you'll never hurt a very fair deal. Na 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 na. Laws guarantee all equality, but you can't legislate against a lifetime of hate. Who's got the right? Poor kids, they too learn how to hate. But the time that they're 12, they're in trouble, and it's too late. Who's got the right? How can you hope for civil liberties when there's no respect for law in our great society? Who's got the right? Who's got the right? You tell me who? Who's got the right? 'Cause this country of ours has abandoned its laws. Why even have them at all? You can ride, you can steal, you can get up, you feel. If you claim you never had a very fair deal. Na 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 na.
This has been a paid political announcement.
Well, you talk about your troubles, baby, but you don't think about mine. Talk about your troubles, baby, but you don't think about mine. Listen to me, hear what I say, and you'll agree that I've got troubles of my own, so please don't moan. Do you know what I've been going through, baby, to keep you happy and fed? Do you know what I've been going through, baby, to keep you happy and fed? Clouds in the sky, fog on the ground, yet you're still dry, and I've got troubles of my own, so please don't moan. Let me say to you that my troubles belong to you, not just me. Let me say to you that my troubles belong to you, not just me. Instead of crying about your woes, why not start trying to see past your nose? 'Cause you got troubles of your own, so please don't moan. Tell me, if you think that I am rotten, baby, don't hesitate to tell me. Cause what you say is nothing new, and anyway, girl, I've got troubles of my own, so please don't.
So please don't moan. So please don't moan. So please don't moan.
Yeah, it's Billy and the Kid. Billy and the Kid on the Decca label. Now that sounds like it's about circa 66. I don't know, man. He got troubles of his own. So just lighten up, folks. Relax. You don't always walk in a person's shoes. You don't know how rough somebody has. Okay. Anyway, and speaking of that kind of thing, I guess, before that, now be careful. This was Tommy and the True Blue Facts. Right? Tommy and the True Blue Facts on the A&M label with Who's Got the Right? Chasty.
Yeah?
Come on. Who's got the right? You were digging that marimba in there, for one thing.
Sure. All
right. But yeah, all right, we got to talk to Joe Stacks about this. But we kicked off this set here with the Patriots, with the Prophet. Oh, my God, you guys. Like, what the heck is going on? Truly one of the more bizarre answer songs to the eve of destruction, right? You must know what I'm talking about, folks, I hope, if you've gotten so far as listening to this show. All right, but Joe, you gave us some background on the Patriots, but let's talk about Tommy and the True Blue Facts.
Well, okay.
Right, this is like, what is this, 1967 or so, what?
That's probably right. What was the label they were on again?
A&M.
Okay. Yeah, there was a. They remained willfully obscure.
Okay. I mean, but still, I guess in its way, that's, well, whatever. It's a political rant, folks. That's kind of what tonight's about. Any kind of a rant, you know, emailing. Tell them, Chesty. We want people to email in and tell us, you know, what's your beef, man?
Yeah. If you want to give somebody what for, who and what is that somebody? And you can email us and let us know at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Yeah. Hey, all right, so speaking of that kind of thing, we have heard in, dig this, we've heard in from the Hamomanesset Beach people. Can you dig that?
Wow.
Right, they're coming in on the action tonight. And that's, speaking of that, Dr. Doc Brown commented on that that Patriots record about the Prophet, man. And he wishes the guy was delivering it with a Scottish accent. Right? Can you imagine that guy with the Prophet? What was he? He was like yelling all that crap.
Yeah, he was talk singing.
Right? Like, right, like the guy at the top of the hour there. So if he had been doing it in a Scottish accent, right? Can you imagine like Mike Myers trying to do that song? Like, hey, Prophet! What is that? Come on, Joe, you can do a Scottish brogue better than me. All right.
Like, you get some Sean Connery going in there. Yeah, it's like, what if Connery had covered that? Can you imagine? Hey, Prophet.
I'm going to embarrass myself because I'll end up sounding Irish, I suppose. You know. But all right. We ain't got no whiskey in the house, man. So. Now, look, Jay, we've heard in... speaking of Scottish descent, we've heard in from Jason in Halifax. Well, he's French-Canadian, whatever you want. Jason in Halifax, digging it, getting it. Well, he's not getting it on the shore wave tonight, but he's got it on the net feed. Giving us all the love from Halifax tonight. He was digging that gypsy boots cut we was playing at the top of the hour. Right, speaking of the talk. By the way, Wayne and Diana in North Carolina are not really in North Carolina. Exactly. They got one foot in two different worlds here, and we're not going to be able to say that much longer. We're hearing in. Good old Wayne says they're moving out, man. It's going to be Wayne and Diana down in Maryland. Diana's already down there, so we ain't going to have that slick alliterative kind of ring to their moniker no more. So so anyway, they are digging it, and... they've been longtime supporters of the program. Hey, Mr. Bill! Let's go. We need a sound effect.
Gosh, so many fires, Mr. Bill.
Ring the bell, Chesty.
Ooh, he does get a sound effect of a bell.
Ring it. Ring that bell, Chesty. Goes the other way. There. All right. That's ringing it. Chesty is ringing
that. That's the fire for the fireman, Mr. Bill.
Right. That's Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho. He's got 6160 kilocycles. Very weak tonight, but he's got it out there. Yeah, because Radio Havana, Cuba is on 6165 right next door, so it's kind of splattering over. All right, man. So good old Mr. Bill. It's always a good radio show when you're hearing from Mr. Bill in Boise. All right, look, we got to keep things moving. Before you know, it's going to be top of the hour, and we're going to be out of time. So I'd like to get on to this Faye Adams cut. Oh, yes, one of the early queens of rock and roll.
Yeah, give them what for, Faye.
You know.
Well, you're no good, but baby, I won't deceive you. You're no good, but baby, I won't deceive you. I found this somebody else, so you know that I gotta leave you. Baby, if I could do it, sure, I'd take you back. Yes, if I could do it, sure, I'd take you back. Cause now I've found your man with everything you
Radio. Pot can have other effects.
Well, last night I quit my best girl. Let me tell you why. Her pet parrot in the cage opened up my eyes when he said,
"You're not the one that was here last night. You're not the one who held her tight. Dog, look at me like I'm alive. He's 6 feet, you're only five."
I sat around, not too convinced that parrot had more evidence. Well, my girlfriend tried to explain, "Please don't say we're through." Her pet parrot in the cage screamed, "Don't be no fool." And he said,
"You're not the one, let me tell you why. You're not the one, cause you're too shy. The other guy put Simon Swing. You sat around, didn't say a thing."
I grabbed my coat, face the floor,
walking.
Pick up my hat,
I'm
and hit the door. Explain, "Please don't say we're through." Her pet parrot in the cage screamed, "Don't be no fool." And he said,
"You're not the one, let me tell you why. You're not the one, cause you're too shy. The other guy could dive and swing. You sat around, didn't say a thing."
I grab my coat, I pace the floor.
"Now you're getting smart.
Pick up my hat.
I'm the call buddy.
And hit the door. It's five. No need to cry. Home to
Yankee go home.
Baby, you know why.
That I want to go along with this.
But I'd rather see a dead little girl than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. Jealous mind, but I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you toe the line. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end of little girl. Everything I said, baby, I'm determined that I'd rather see you dead. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end of little girl.
So the Transatlantics. Yeah, the Transatlantics covering that Beatles classic. Right, can you believe it? And, oh, again, I'm thinking out of circa 66 for the Transatlantics on the Jubilee label. And before that, Hey, man, speaking of Circa 66, the Five Americans on the Hanna-Barbera label with Don't Blame Chesty. For what the heck? No, Don't Blame Me by the Five Americans. That's a B-side. That's a non-charting B-side. Right? What do you expect? They put all the good punk... check out their early stuff, man. They did some punk stuff. It's good 60s punk stuff. They always threw it on the B-sides. Check out their B-sides on the Hanna-Barbera stuff, you know, all before they got all pop with the, you know, Western Union and then Nagatapapity, Ziggity-Boobity, and all that stuff. All right. So anyways, it was Vince Edwards. Man, yes, Vince Edwards. Yes, the actor. Vince Edwards on the Russ Fi label. Out of 1962, speaking of a B-side, this was a B-side of a minor hit for him that got about to number 68, but this is the B-side called Squealin' Parrot.
How many parrots talk in songs?
The Squealin' Parrot, yeah. Squealin' Parrot twist, actually.
Did he voice the parrot?
God, that sounded like a voice talent there. I don't know, but good question on who did do that voiceover. Joe, anything we can say real quick about the Transatlantics?
Not a lot. I mean, they never charted. Looks like that cover of Run For Your Life was picked up by Jubilee in the U.S., but it was released on the King label in the U.K. But they had they put out about five singles for a couple different labels in 65 and 66 and just never clicked. That was not a bad version of that song. I mean, I can't think of that I've heard of. I don't remember that I've ever heard too many covers of Run For Your Life.
That's what attracted me to that, right? Like, interesting choice, but that's decent cover. All right, so now, look, we're wrapping up against the top of the hour here. We are going to go a little bit past top of the hour. And by the way, those of you that listen on our internet feed, we're going to continue in the after hours. We're not actually done at 11 here or at top of the hour. But we're wrapping up with our last set here in the main hour. Folks, I have to do this because you ain't never been told off until you've been told off by the great Joanne Kelly. Well, I mean told off in a certain kind of way. You'll see.
You know I'm short and long and tall, but I got something, honey, make a strong man bold. Cause I wanna be mistreated, I like the way you do. I'm gonna tell everybody, do anything for you. Now two times two, well it equals four. You and me, baby, let's do it some more. Cause I wanna be mistreated by everything you got. And if you don't mistreat me, honey, I'll leave you on this spot. Oh, I mean it, man. Now I may have fair skin, but I sure want it bruised. Oh, whoop me now, papa, with your hard-heeled shoes. Cause I wanna be mistreated, I like the way you do. I'm gonna tell everybody, do anything for you. Oh, yes, I would now, man. Show you around, cause I wanna be mistreated with everything you got. And if you don't mistreat me, baby, I'll leave you on this spot. Yes, I had a good man, he treated me real sweet, but I left him, papa, cause I wanna be beat, and I wanna be mistreated. I like the way you do. I'm gonna tell everybody, do anything for you. Now that's what I'm talking about, baby. Oh, daddy, you gotta beat it now. I'm so helpless, just 5 feet two. Take me now, daddy, I'm defenseless with you. And I love to be mistreated, I love the way you do. If you don't mistreat me, honey, won't do a thing for you. Yeah, you left me this morning, left me coat in hand. You go back to your woman, I go back to my man. Cause I gotta be mistreated by everything you got. If you don't mistreat me, baby, I'll leave you on this spot. Yeah, baby, I'm leaving you now. You know, you don't beat it hard enough for me, honey. No, you don't. Yes, I'm gonna get me a real whooping man. That's what I said.
Lost discs radio. It's getting to be more than I can take.
What you doing? Why the packed suitcases? Darling, are you leaving me?
I'm packing up my clothes and I'm walking out the door. And don't come looking for me, daddy, cause I'm not coming back no more. So long. My clothes and I'm gone, and I do mean that I'm gone.
think of all the tears, all the tears I've shed over you. And I'm sick and tired of all the vain things that you do. That's why I'm packing up my clothes, and I'm gone. I do mean that I'm gone. Now listen. Now I remember that he, I remember all those lonely nights that I've laid in my lonely bed, watching the pillow where you should be resting, resting your head. And I've been listening, I'm listening for your footsteps coming down the hall while you're out with another woman, yourself a ball. That's why I'm packing up, packing up, I'm packing up my clothes. Yeah, yeah, and I'm gone. And I do mean that I'm gone. You know what, Daddy?
Baby, please.
No.
Please, darling. Darling, I'll do better, Mama.
No, don't tell me about no doing better.
Mama,
you've been wrong to me.
I know, Mama, but I won't be wrong.
And you know what
anymore.
Else? I don't want you coming to my mama's house knocking on her
darling,
door.
Please, please.
Talking about coming back home. Because I'm
you
not
do
coming
this
back
to
here no
please,
more,
darling,
Daddy.
Don't leave.
Don't be telling me
mama,
not to leave
mama,
you, Daddy.
Mama, listen.
No.
I'll be
no,
the man
no,
you want
it,
me to be.
No, baby.
I'll do anything you say. Anything you say. But please, please, Mama, don't leave me. Mama, please don't.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Don't leave me. Please, Mama, don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Well, you've taught me one thing. Our society is too demanding. We're fast approaching an era of immorality, and it really is frightening.
heading out on the out of sight sound of the Monks.
Woo!
On Lost Discs Radio tonight for our Blunt and the Beautiful's Spectacular Special. Yes, 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 we do it. We do it because the guy over at rockandradio.com makes fun of us if we don't do it. Yeah, I'm talking about the boss man, Randy Tibbins, right, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. Yeah, you get over to rockandradio.com, you check him out, and then after that, man, you stay tuned over there for Jason Stone, the stepfather of soul, who's got his dynamite action on the radio show. Rock and Radio, hey, man. His brother from another mother, our pal, Bri-Fi Phillips, right, with his eclectic collection. You gotta dig these guys, man. Just, what can I tell you? Yeah, and not to be confused, of course, with good old Deep Album Tracks from Mark Brainerd. Hey, they carry us over there. That's why we promote them. So be nice to them. Get over to our website. It is lostdiscsradio.com. Spell the word discs with a C when you're talking to us, man. Night, Chesty.
Give them what for on the 4th. It's your right as an American.
Good night, Joe.
Hey, but call me.
Joe, I hate you.
With a passion, baby.
But you know what? Call me. Would you call me? By the way, that was Delilah in there. Pack it up. Packing up with Delilah out of 1962 before the Monks. And it was the Ugly Ducklings with Shut Your Big Mouth Shut, Mama. Something like that. All right, we are way over budget and way over time. Under budget. And good night, Weasley Steve. If we only knew where you were.